From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. John said to Jesus, "Teacher, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him because he was not following us." But Jesus said, "Do not stop him, for no one who does a deed of power in my name will be able soon afterward to speak evil of me. Whoever is not against us is for us. For truly I tell you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose the reward. If any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were hung around your neck and you were thrown into the sea. If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than to have two hands and to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than to have two feet and to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to stumble, tear it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into hell, where the worm never dies and the fire is never quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if salt has lost its saltiness, how can you season it? Have salt in yourselves and be at peace with one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Today would have been my mother's 61st birthday. And so I've spent a lot of time this week thinking about her and the memories that we shared. She passed away while I was in seminary, and there's been this image that keeps coming to mind, and I was a little uncertain about it at first, like, why do I keep dwelling on this memory? And then I read the passage from Esther, and I was like, oh. So, when I was 13 or 14, I was in middle school, and I remember running into my mom's room, and I was really upset. One of my friends had done something that I didn't agree with. And I was just ready to be done with this person. I run into my mom's room. I'm like, "Mom, you won't believe what happened today. This person did this thing, and I just think that's so wrong. And, like, we're done. I can't be friends with this person anymore." And I had considered myself at that stage of life to be a very kind, nice, genuine person, very loyal. Friends were really important to me. I love really deeply. I loved really deeply as an emotional teenager. And I remember sitting on her bed being really upset, and she looked at me, and she said, "Simi, who are you?" And she didn't say it ironically, like in the way we're like, "Oh my gosh, who are you? Like, what are you wearing today?" She said, she looked me right in the eye, and she said, "Who are you? Who do you want to be? The person I know wouldn't walk away from a friend just because they did something you might think is in the gray. So who are you? What decision does this hold for you other than a friendship?" And I walked away very upset. I was like, that's not the answer I was looking for. But it stuck with me, obviously. I'm standing here before you in my 30s, and I still think about this memory with my mom. And I was reading the book of Esther, and I thought perhaps that's the question we should be asking ourselves tonight. The Episcopal Church uses something called the Revised Common Lectionary. It's a three-year calendar of Scripture that sets it out for us every Sunday for 3 years, and then we start the cycle over again. And in all the Sundays in those 3 years, we hear one reading from a book of the Bible named after a woman, and it's this one, the book of Esther. Now, there is more than one book in the Bible named after a woman. I think there's three. I went to seminary. I should know this, but the book of Ruth, the book of Esther, and if you count the Apocrypha, the book of Judith. But we hear this one short excerpt out of Esther, and so I want to tell you her story, because I think it gets at that question, who are you? Esther was born as Hadassah. She was a Jew, and she was part of the Babylonian exile. She landed in this land with a king who did not believe in Jewish tenets of faith, and she was raised by her cousin, Mordecai. And at the time, there was a queen, Queen Vashti, and the king deposed her because she didn't come when he summoned her. So she goes away, and the high council of the king says, let's gather all the virgins in the land and bring them to the court and teach them how to be women of the court and go through the beautification process, which is essentially like a year-long event of spa days. And we'll parade them before you, and you can choose the grandest of them to be your new queen. And he says, ah, this is a great idea. And Hadassah gets rounded up, this group of virgins, and chooses the name Esther because the Jews were the least of society. She didn't want to be persecuted, and so she chose the name Esther. She goes into the court. She learns how to be a woman of the court, and lo and behold, about a year or 18 months later, she is chosen most beautiful and grand of all the women and becomes Queen Esther. Now, along the way, a lot of stuff happens. Mordecai is involved a few times. But what happens mostly is that she learns there are a few rules in the court that you always follow. If you are summoned by the king, you go. And if you are not, you don't see the king. You don't show up in the king's presence unsummoned. But a plot comes along. And the man who is highest in the king's council, Haman, decides he wants to persecute the Jews. And he goes to the king and he says, these people are crazy. They don't believe in our laws. They follow their own laws. They should be destroyed. And the king says, okay, here's some money. Here's some people. Go for it. And that's when we hear the story from today's scripture. Queen Esther, at great peril and risk to herself, goes before the king unsummoned because she can no longer hide who she is, because her people are in great danger, because she is in great danger. And she has to do everything she can in her power to save them. And she goes before the king and she says, King, I know that you have not summoned me, but allow me to throw you a banquet. Allow me to throw you a party. And he's like, okay. So she throws him a party, and you hear this conversation from today. And he says, Queen Esther, whatever you want, tell me, and it will be yours. And she says, King, save me and save my people. They have been sold and are being destroyed by your hand. This is where the festival of Purim comes from in the Jewish faith. Story of salvation. And I bring that up because it's very clear to me that the only way forward was for Esther to become who she really was, to own her identity in a way that she had been hiding for years in the court of the king, where she thought she might be hated or persecuted for her roots, for her identity. And until she stepped forward and revealed herself in her fullness, in her vulnerability, and the great courage it took her people were going to be persecuted. I think that same lesson comes to us in the gospel today, which is quite gruesome if you read it literally. Cut off your hand, cut off your foot, tear out your eye, because it is better to go to the kingdom of heaven maimed than to go to hell with all of your limbs. But I think maybe what it means is when you're of two minds and one of them is leading you down a path that is not righteous, that is not Christian, that is not loving, that's not the character that God has built up in you. So who are you? Who do you want to be? In your fullness, in your wholeness, in the identity that God has bestowed upon you, who are you? Where do you go from here? With two eyes and two hands and two feet that point the same direction and work with the same will and the same love and the same grace. Who are you in a boardroom full of executives when you're pitching a business plan? Who are you at your kid's soccer game on a Saturday morning when the refs are being a little one-sided? Who are you at the end of the day when the lights are out and your head is on the pillow and there's no one left to judge your thoughts? Who are you? And how do you live into the wholeness that God is calling you into instead of the separation that the world wants from you?
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.